This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. There's been a doubling of the divorce rate since 1990 for those over 50 years of age. A survey of 2,200 adults between 50 and 65 found that nearly one-third of those in an unmarried relationship were in a committed long-term relationship, but living apart, something academics call living apart together. There are 300 public water systems in California that are out of compliance with federal drinking water standards. Nearly half of the nation's 236 tolled highways, bridges, and tunnels have only cashless tolling, according to an industry group. Of the 2015 immigrants targeted for detention and expulsion with raids touted repeatedly by President Trump publicly, 35 were caught. The Working Families Party of New York and the Conservative Party have sued to block a commission they say is designed to end fusion, which allows candidates to run on multiple party lines on voting ballots. Average U.S. household burns through about 47 batteries per year. Between 2012 and 2017, the number of retired workers living in foreign countries who are receiving Social Security benefits grew nearly 15% to more than 413,000. A 2009 medical journal found that 7.5% of males and 25.3% of females in the U.S. experienced sexual abuse before they were 18. A recent survey from Credit Karma found that about 1 in 3 millennials have gone into debt to attend a bachelor or bachelorette party. 36% were more than $500 in the red. Thousands of Moroccans work the strawberry fields in Spain from April to June, and women produce 80% of the crop. 10 women have now filed a lawsuit over sexual abuse and rape in the fields that have also led to their divorces and being ostracized by their families. National Retail Federation estimates that families of school-aged children will spend an average of $687 on back-to-school shopping. Sweden has no bail system and allows detention while awaiting charges. President Rodrigo Duterte of Philippines' drug war has left 6,600 people dead in the last 3 years, according to police estimates. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents People's News about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 109 Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.